on behalf of them, thank you because your ears are always listening and attentive. We thank you for the condition they are presently. We pray that you further your grace upon them. You know, this answer at your own appointed time, you bring them back, Lord our God, to the post of duty. Thank you, our Master. Once more, in all the nations of the world, visit your people. In villages and towns and cities, rural urban areas, be gracious unto your people. Have your way, Father. In the name of Jesus, take man out of the way. I'm reporting again for duty this morning. Help me, Heavenly Father. Hide me under the cross, O Lord. And Father, cover us all with the blood of Jesus Christ. Take away every form of distractions of the enemy. We rebuke the devil in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a way, Father. Thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray with all faith and with all thanksgiving. Amen. While we are here standing, please, let's sing in 179. In 179. Let's sing meaningfully and with revelation, with understanding.
For you and for me.
Brothers and sisters, this is an invitation. May God help you. May God help me. I need your prayers. I found out that these days, when we are leaving the room, it's sort of, I don't know how to call it, maybe. Shaking inside of me. Because I'm standing before the purchased products of the blood of Jesus Christ. Because you are the heritage of the Almighty God. You are the redeemed of the Almighty God. May God help us. Praise the Lord. Let's join the Bible this morning to the book of St. Matthew, chapter 22. Matthew 22. I want to read verses 12, 13, and 14. And he said unto him, Friend, how comest thou in hither, not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. May the Lord bless his word this morning to heart. What about brother? Even this place, please have your seat. God bless you. Have any special thing to be moving about, please let us find grace in the sight of God to stay put, except the innocent mothers that takes care of their children. May God help us. Praise the Lord. This morning, we want to listen to a parable. One of the numerous parables of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray that the Holy Ghost will minister to our souls. Praise the Lord. This morning, the title of our sermon is A Wedding Supper. Amen. A wedding supper. Let's listen to the prophet. Please go to that's 56:10-06. 56 October 6. Kindly go to paragraph 11. The prophet said, and may the Lord add his blessings to his word. Say, now, we have a great subject here under consideration, which is a parable that our Lord taught in the Bible. He said, as a boy preacher, I used to try to wonder what these parables meant. And I never could understand it just right until once
I visit the eastern countries. The Bible is an instant book. And we try to understand it by a Western understanding. When you go east, not among Igbo people, we are talking about eastern countries of the world. And when you go east, it becomes a different book to you, because it is written in the light of eastern knowledge. And the eastern people receive the Holy Ghost first. Can we say amen to that? Praise the Lord. And civilization always travels with the sun. And so as the gospel traveled with the sun. But civilization, to my opinion, came by the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let me read something for us here. To read for me. God provided me, which is 59:04-15a. Paragraph 18b. Now, as this wedding supper, of course, we all know that the wedding supper is going to be is in the future. That when all the redeemed of all ages come up before the presence of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, and stand there washed in his blood and wrapped in the robe of his righteousness, then we all have that great wedding supper that will be spread across the skies. Praise the Lord. Oh my. Blessed be the name of the Lord. There is a mixing of something. Bear with me. The prophet taught us that thing. Sorry, please. Please go to God's provider. I mean, the way of approach. Sorry. Approach to God. Sorry. Approach to God. Which our brother minister offices. Just bear with me. I want to read something to us there. There are other scripts, there are other codes that say, but on the account of time, approach to God, which is 55, bear with me, 0123. I just want to read something to us there. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Paragraph 13. And the only reason that we have civilization today is because of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Now, listen to the prophet here. He told us here, civilization, to my opinion, came by the gospel. You take any country that doesn't respect God, oh my, there is not much civilization to it. Christianity is a grassroots, is the grassroots of civilization. Hallelujah. Because why? Any nation that will not respect God, but Abraham said, there is not much civilization to it. That is why we see people today, because they are not civilized. They are uncultured. And then they kill anyhow. Like the people in the north. They kill anyhow. They don't value human blood. They don't value it at all. People that will take knife and slaughter another human being like yourself, they are not civilized at all. May God help us. But thank you, Lord. The woman said, as our brother said the other day, he snapped someone. The other day, I want to repeat something here. The woman said, people say that the religion of Jesus Christ runs you crazy. It gives you the right mind. A man that will take dagger and slaughter his fellow man is not in his right mind. And you are not right till you find him, till you do find me. That's right. And let me read this in the beginning of the paragraph 13 there. A man without God is never, I guess, I might as well say, no, is not mentally right. That's exactly right. I can prove it. That a man without God is no more than a brute. Now, that sounds very deep, but I can prove it to you. So, Jesus Christ coming, the only reason why we have civilization today is because of Jesus Christ. Now, the moment tells us that the people in the audience, they are the ones that first receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Are you following me? Now, and now, as the sun travels west, that's verse 12 now, in paragraph 12. The gospel has traveled, as the gospel has traveled west. Now, the prophet said, there will be a day that won't be either day or night, but in the evening time, it shall be light. Now, on 2,000 years ago, on the Eastern people, the Holy Ghost was poured out upon the Eastern people, the Jews, and so forth in the East. And then, about the first round of apostles, it began to fade out. The second round, it was pretty near gone. Went on out into the Dark Ages. Come back, just a little teeny bit of light in the Reformation. Come on down through the Wesley Age. But we've traveled all the way from the east to the entire west coast. We are as far west as we can go, and the gospel has come across with it. But now, it has been a day, and the prophet said that will be neither be light or dark, kind of a dismal day, kind of foggy and cloudy. We've had enough light to say, yes, Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, he saved from sin. But the days of miracle and things, that was way back. You know, today people don't believe that the days of miracle is still here. There are denominations that says the days of miracle is back. That was to the apostles. But we thank the Lord, as long as God is still calling, he's still saving and still baptizing with the Holy Ghost. And now, to the Western people in this Western hemisphere, here, it is poured out the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Can we say amen to that? The sun has come out to shine again at the setting, just as it did at the rising. And the same Holy Ghost that fell in the on the Eastern people 2,000 years ago has been shadowed by creeds and denominations coming across this day, or no, this day of dark, of dark, not light. But in the evening time, where she is sitting, she is sitting, and the baptism of the Holy Ghost was poured out on the Western people with the same portion, the same signs, and the same wonders that they did on the Eastern people, just exactly. Hallelujah. And when you go to the East, you find out that the parables, especially of the Bible, just wake up to you. We are coming. They become a very reality. They have meaning. And in the East, they seldom ever change their customs. What they have in the beginning, they still hold on to those customs. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are coming. Just follow me. And now, our text tonight, it was preached in the night. If I mention money, bear with me. Our text this morning is dealing with a wedding supper. Oh, you should see it. And Jesus taught it here and many places. He gave this parable. And if you ever visit the Eastern country, you find out just those parables. They are still living them same customs that they did there. Amen. Now, in this place, the wedding supper was made. Matthew 22 gives us a very good description of it. That he said in the book of Matthew that there was a king who had a son, and he made a supper for his son, and it was a wedding supper. What a beautiful parable, or a prophetic pose, that the King of Heaven was making a supper for his son, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, we read that he told us that this wedding supper is going to be in the future. Now, here the Lord is now telling us to emphasize something that this parable here was prophetic, as so telling me that it was going to take place in the future. You remember, it is a parable. Jesus will give parable, and then we just leave it like that. Sometimes the disciples will come to him and we explain to them. But to the public, they didn't understand it. Thank God for Malachi 4. You see, what God has done for you and me in this age, we cannot tell it all. May God help us. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great deliverance that God has visited his people in this end of time to ascend across our pathway. The messenger of Malachi 4, verses 5 and 6, to be able to give us the true divine interpretation of the Bible today, from Genesis to Revelation. We are not ashamed to say it, that there is only one person that has authority here on earth today to interpret this Bible, from Genesis chapter 1 verse 1 to Revelation 22 verse 22. It was only given to Malachi 4. And that is in the person of William Marion Braham. All this Woli Agbaye, Woli Asikoyi, Woli Obinrin Asikoyi, is all nonsense. It has no basis in this Bible. May God help you. Before you and I can ever understand the Bible, you have to come to Malachi 4. If we didn't come to Malachi 4, we are all in darkness and we are blind. May God help us. So we are grateful unto the Almighty God for sending Malachi 4 across our pathway. That's what I used to say to people, that I will always be grateful unto the Almighty God that he has sent Malachi 4 across my pathway. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great spiritual eye opener. Amen. And to do what to prepare us, remember, a wedding supper. Blessed be the name of the Lord. A prophetic post that this king, that the King of Heaven, was making a supper for his son, Christ Jesus. That was the meaning of the parable. So God making a supper for his son, Christ Jesus. And if you watch this setting, as we try to dig into it and find the settings in the way the supper had to be arranged in the Oriental and Eastern times, it is a very beautiful picture of the coming of the Son of God and the wedding supper that we are all going to one of these days, who are born again of the Spirit of God. Beautiful. Amen. Praise the Lord. Please go back to that. God's provided way. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's wonderful. Amen. When I 0415, please. 0415. 0415. Paragraph 19b, please. Paragraph 19b or paragraph 19c. Listen to the prophet. And we all want to be there. And we want all that we can to be there. Because it is urgent. The time has passed. And we are waiting for his coming. Hallelujah. We stop there first. All right, let's continue. Hallelujah. All right. Now, paragraph 15. He said, the first thing, if the supper was set, no person are allowed to come to this supper unless they are invited. Amen. But the Bible says it is the grace of God. It's only to the redeemed. You have to be invited first before you can go to any dinner of this type. Praise the Lord. Alright. The woman said, now, and so, anyhow, when you are, okay, let me read this here. This 7:15. Now, I don't like to call it a dinner. And I'm just old-fashioned enough to believe it is still supper. Some people say dinner. Let's see this to a prophet. We don't take the Lord's dinner. We take the Lord's supper. And this here, dinner stuff, it always makes me get hungry. I miss a meal somewhere. So, I like dinner. I like dinner, breakfast, and supper. And so I still believe it is the Lord's supper we take. And so, anyhow, when you are invited out to supper, you have to be invited before you will be welcome to come. And if you will not be invited, and you will go anyhow, you will be a poacher. When you are not invited, around the parties that go in America, when they want to do a party, there are certain people that they give invitation to. If they don't give you any invitation, you stay in your house. You go there, you are a poacher. Maybe they may be looking at you. I won't give you any food. In fact, you know better. Because if you go there, you go and disgrace yourself. May God help us. Not like on the type of garden we have today. This one will come, this one will come, this one will come. They will see that JJ. Sometimes some people even sit among ministers. But the thing that the people are doing now, they look strange. Because they are strangers. And some people even bring no apple from home to collect food. Just eat anyhow. Collect whatever you want to collect. But this one here, unless you are invited, Baba said you'll be a poacher. Because you are going to see where we read here. Remember, it is an invitation. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Jesus referred the same thing to Luke chapter 16. I mean chapter 14 from verse 20, from verse 16 to 24. Are you listening? We'll come to it. May God help us. Let's just move on now. All right. Whoever said, if you are not invited, you go there and be a poacher. And that wouldn't be right. You will be disqualified. That this fellow here was disqualified. Now, what a beautiful thing it is that God is setting a day that when he is going to have a great supper set to a celebration for the Son, the Lord Jesus, who has pleased him in every way. And God the Father is inviting those who he chooses. Amen. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father invites him first. That's right. No man can come to me except he has my invitation, my Father, from my Father. See, the king has to give it, has to give the invitation. And you tonight, that has that invitation, how happy you ought to be. How happy you ought to be. Amen. I tell you, if President Eisenhower, and I'm not a politician, but I think that Eisenhower has been one of the greatest presidents since Lincoln. I like him. He's a great gentleman. If President Eisenhower would invite some people to come to a great dinner that he was going to have, or a great supper, what will you? Oh, you will sweat out. Is that right? That is in America. Let's come home to the country. If President Ashwadu Ahmed Tinubu will invite any of us poor people, you will say, you will swear. Amen. Let's have the name of the Lord. Bear with me. There's a minister. In the time he's he used to go to the same house. And a journalist. And up to today, though the vice president was now former vice president, but you see how he speaks up with him that they took together. So he could brag about that one. I forgot his name, please. Former vice president. You see the two of them talking together. So he can brag about that one. But remember, said, when President Tinubu invites you to a supper, to any, or give you an invitation, the woman said, you will swear about it. Is that not right? Listen to the prophet. You will swear out. You want everybody to know. You will by no means turn that back and write and say, void, wrong address. You know better than to do that. You cannot say the invitation that has been brought to you is to a wrong address. You can't do that. Are you following me? We are coming now. And then send it back. Why? You wouldn't do that. You will be as the old street expression is, if you excuse it, crowing about it. You will brag about it. You will boast about it. That the President Tinubu is inviting me. Anybody can do it. But that is for the people of the public, not the Christians, because we are not known in the world. Are you following me? showing everybody, see, the president invited me. We are sure, no, we're sure you, no, you want to be happy about it. Now we are coming. How much more should you be crying about it? You know it's a quote now. Shouting about it, bragging about it. Listen, how much should you should be crying about it? That I'm coming, please bear with me. As we will call it, if God invited you, if God invites you to the wedding supper of his son. Oh, God help us this morning. May that go in. How much more have you got to be thankful for? Now, Mr. Eisenhower, a great man as he is, it will be an honor to sit at the table with Eisenhower or President Tinubu. But how much more greater honor would it be to sit at the, you know, with the Son of God? What a honor that would be. Sinner saved by grace. It's wonderful. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh God. Hallelujah. How I would like to tell everybody that I have been invited to Eisenhower's or Tinubu's supper. Why? I will be happy. But how much more happier am I to know I'm invited to God's son's supper? Amen, he said. The wedding supper of his son. I'm going to have a part of it. Of it too. When we get there, going to be included in it. Our names already, you know, is already on the register. Oh my. What? Those who he foreknew, he has justified. God bless you. Out of the amount, out of the abundance, no, out of the amount of base, God perfected praise. Hallelujah. Those he has justified, he has already glorified. Amen. That is what the scripture says. What are you scared about there? Let the prophet. What do you scared about there? If your name is written there, seek out your own salvation. Amen. You must have that assurance. But if it is written here, you will be there. Don't worry. Be sure it is there, though. There must be that assurance. Are you with me? God help us. Praise be to God. Amen. All right. Let's say the name of the Lord. All right. Let's move on. I will come to that by the grace of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If Isaiah will send you the invitation, how happy you will be. And another thing, I wouldn't think that you would try to go as an insult to Mr. Isaiah's supper by wearing your old greasy clothes. Like a construction worker. Road construction worker. Are you there? With his overall on. And his, you know, his big boot. And the from the, you know, from the something to the down now. Completely dirty. Are you listening to the prophet? Listen, you know, say, how will you be? How will you do it? To wear the old greasy clothes. Will you think so? All dirty and an old pair of hobnail shoes or whiskers over your face or something or another. You wouldn't go out and say, hey, look here. No, I want to tell you something. Isaiah told me I could call. Oh, that will be disgraceful to Isaiah. Well, how much more disgraceful is it you who claim to have an invitation to the wedding supper and walk around with makeup on and act like the world? Are you there? Oh God, remember that you don't paint your face to meet God. You paint your face, you woman, to meet with man. Because you want man to lust after you. You wear your immoral clothes, whether show me your boss, or whatever it is, or you sew it, no matter how long it is, you see cover, you still tear it in the front, or you tear it at the back, it's still the same thing. Follow me, bear with me, please. Hallelujah. Whisper over your face, or something or another. You wouldn't go out and say, hey, okay, all right, bear with me, I'm sorry. Oh, that would be a disgraceful thing. All right, sorry, I'm. Okay? Well, how much more disgraceful is it you who claim to have an invitation to the wedding supper and walk around with makeup on and act like the world and smoking and drinking and carry on? Clean up if you are going to the wedding supper. Clean up, the prophet said, clean up if you are going to the wedding supper. You don't want to do that. Get out of it. Act like you are going somewhere. Amen. You go and listen to the sermon and see the way how the prophet was holding it. God help us. If you really got the invitation and accept it, oh man, you will do that. Amen. You will clean up. Amen. You cannot be wearing immoral clothes. You cannot be dressing horribly like the people of the world and expect to go to heaven. You can't do that. Praise the Lord. Listen, the invitation, the message is urgent. As we read here, it is coming anytime. It is so urgent. We must be prepared. We must be made ready. Amen. Fornicator, stop fornicating. You can't stop it until you accept that invitation. Value it. That you are going somewhere. Nobody says, stop it. Stop your nonsense. Stop your foolishness. Stop your worldliness. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. If you really got the invitation and accept it, you will do it. Could you imagine it? Man, I will clean all the dirty out from under my fingernails. Huh? Can we say amen? Can you imagine a so-called Christian sister, still putting on, still no painting? Maybe if we look at some of your fingers here, you see how long fingers, like that of Nebuchadnezzar. Even to you men, if you ask the deacon to check your fingers, you see some nails, they are as long as this. Are you a liar? That want to catch something? What is what for? The Buddha said, you will clean up your fingernails. Are you there?
Yes.
And me. You will clean up your paint.
God.
All this foolishness of the world, you will clean it up. That is if you have truly accepted the invitation that the king has sent out to you to come and be part of the supper of his son, Jesus Christ.
Oh God.
With joyful heart, God help us. Your fingernails and everything else, and get everything, get every little old dirty thing that is hanging on you. Get it out. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily besets us, that we might run with patience the race that is set before us, looking to the author and finisher of our faith. Cleaning up your life. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Oh man, what an example he gave. What ought he to do there? We are going somewhere to a wedding supper. Nothing should hang on us at all. Praise the Lord. No packing up, but unpacking. Anything worldly, anything carnality, let's begin to pack them up, unpack them out of our life. Because we are going somewhere. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. And this is God speaking to the heart. You don't realize what that is that you turn down each night in evangelistic service. When God knocks at your heart and says, "Child, I am inviting you to come to me this night." As you are sitting down here now, God is speaking to your heart. He's inviting you. If you have not yet received the Holy Ghost, come to me tonight. Come by the way of the cross, where my precious son paid the price. Come in at the door. I'm inviting you. And you turn him down. I imagine you will turn Mr. Eisenhower down but one time. But God is long suffering. He will keep calling. Because he is long suffering. He wouldn't want anybody to perish. Are you there? Not willing that any should perish. And he said, "Come, let us reason together. Say the Lord. Come now, let me talk it over with you. Oh, I just love it. Come and let us sit down now in the church tonight. Forget all about your day's work and let's reason it together. Come, let us reason together. See the Lord." Think that God wanted to reason out with your problems, and so in so showing you where you are wrong by the preaching of the world. Hallelujah. May God help us. Showing you where you are wrong. Let me say this. Some of us are breakers of God's word. This assembly. I want to repeat myself. Some of us here, we are breakers of God's word. No matter how much it is preached, no matter how much it is stressed, you are still a breaker of God's word. As long as you are not following church order in toto, you are a breaker of God's word. Are you there? Lateness is not of God. Lateness to church is not the fruit of the Spirit. It is the workings of the devil. You may not like that, but that's in the world. Let God speak to your heart. You live the closest to church, and you are coming in 20 minutes after the Sunday school teacher is on the platform. And you want to receive the Holy Ghost in that condition, God be merciful to your soul. You may not like that, but that is the word of God. I don't have any apology for that. There are people who live 15 kilometers and you live half a kilometer. God be merciful to your soul. Anything can happen at any time. I may be the next person. You don't know. You may be the next person. What is going to be spoken about me? What is going to be spoken about you? Here, when my cup is brought here, or when your cup is brought here, without the Holy Ghost baptism. You cannot receive the Holy Ghost in this condition, coming late to church. My heart weeps sometimes. When precious words will be going from behind the pulpit during the Sunday school period. People will still be eating at home. God be merciful to us. Amend your ways. We are going to read certain things here. Is that the way you receive the invitation? Is that the way you are treating God? I believe come.